We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the free Odyssey app.
We approach 4 o'clock on this very, very busy Tuesday, day 2 of NFL free agency. Though everything's not official, though it's official. It's still the legal tampering period of NFL free agency. And obviously we've spent a lot of time on that, specifically the Giants, Saquon being dead to us, and the New York Jets finally waking up and making some moves. But there is another story that's brewing around us that I know is causing a lot of angst and anger amongst Yankee fans, and that is what is going on with Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge. A little bit earlier in the show, we addressed Gerrit Cole, and if you missed it, you could always rewind the Odyssey app. It was in the first hour of this program. But I want to get to Aaron Judge because there's a problem that's very, very deep with the New York Yankees organization right now. I want to take you back to Sunday. On Sunday, Aaron Judge left a game earlier than the other regulars who were in the game. And so that was noticeable, especially to those that are actually watching spring training games. Why did Aaron Judge come out a few innings earlier than some of his teammates? Aaron Boone, the manager, explained it with, it was a planned short day. Nothing to see here. I saw that, and I believed it, because it's spring training. It happens. On Monday, we were given the note of, well, he's mid-spring beat up, and he's going to take a couple-of-day break. So all of a sudden, it went from, this was all planned, there's nothing to see here, to, hey, he's just mid-spring beat up, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. But again, I think we were all distracted by A, Gerrit Cole, and then B, everything going on in the NFL. And then on Tuesday, which is today, we find out he had an MRI. He will swing the bat a little bit later this week, and Aaron Judge can't commit to opening day. So ask the Yankee fan, if you're the New York Yankees and you listen to WFAN, ask yourself, based on what I just laid out, all truths, I don't think I made anything up here, why do Yankee fans not trust you? That's why.
Because you feel like they're going to lie, even if it's obvious that something is amiss.
Yes.
And with Aaron Judge, I mean, I've resisted this for so long, the injury-prone moniker or the tag that you throw on guys who just constantly are injured. Even, you know, the Dodger Stadium toe injury, it's that's circumstantial. There's a concrete slab in the outfield as he's going to make a great play. But, I mean, at some point, and we had this conversation a week or so ago when you were out, Evan, like, learning how to take care of yourself is critical. Especially when there's an expectation on your team and when there's an expectation as big as there is on Aaron Judge. And he's talked about this multiple times. I've learned my body. He said this after he signed his big deal. I've learned my body. I've learned how to take care of myself. I've learned how to, you know, dial it up when I have to, but also be conservative. This is like LeBron James, right? LeBron James never runs fast in the middle of games. Why? Because he conserves it for the end. So there's a process to understanding what your body's limit is. And despite Judge now being 31 years old, it's almost like he still doesn't know his limit. Right? He doesn't know what his body can and cannot do. And you want to commend him for that because, hey, he's going hard. He's just he's grinding. He's giving it his all. But in baseball, where you play so many games, you can't afford to be compromised.
Right.
And it's like he's always compromised in some way.
Do you know why? As you say this, like, as an athlete, why?
I mean,
he's in great shape.
But sometimes it's not about great. It's more about how do you take care of yourself, right? I remember when I was always preparing. I just grinded in the off season, lifting, crushing my body so that I'd be able to withstand a much shorter number of games than baseball players do. But once it started, like once I got into it, once I got in a training camp, I mean, it was lightweight, it was maintenance. I got massages twice a week,
right?
I had acupuncturists. I had like all of this preventative health, you know, care that I knew I needed. And I'm not saying guys aren't doing that because I know that teams now employ these guys, but at some point, like, you have to start blaming the player.
Well, Aaron Judge offered this explanation for why this ab issue is occurring, because that's where he got the MRI. He doesn't think it's an oblique issue. The discomfort that he's having is in the middle of his abs. I don't have any abs, so I don't know what that feels like. Mm. Quote, I just think from swinging from November all the way until now, every single day, it puts some wear and tear on it, especially coming back from the toe injury when your mechanics are a little messed up and you're just working on some things. Mm. So he's claiming that swinging every day from November to now has led to the discomfort.
Why would you do that?
That's what Aaron Judge said. Because he's trying to figure it out, too.
Do you think he's exaggerating? Do you think he swung every day?
I think he swung every day, but I think he's trying to answer the question that we all have, which is, why is there always something going on with this guy?
Right.
It's one thing when it's Dodger Stadium in the toe. It's another thing when it's, yeah, I'm in spring training and I've got an ab issue and it's painful. Why?
Right, and it's self-inflicted in a way.
Yeah.
Right? It's something that he actively was doing that caused this issue to flare up.
My issue with the Yankees, because look, guys get hurt and it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it stinks for all of us as fans. Sometimes you scream into the clouds. You're not mad at anybody. When Kodai Senga got hurt a few weeks ago, I was mad, but I even said it to you. I was like, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm mad at the situation. I'm mad at the baseball gods, right? It's not the Mets' fault that Kodai got hurt. It is not the Yankees' fault that Gerrit Cole got hurt. It's not the Yankees' fault necessarily that Aaron Judge got hurt. What bothers me and what should bother you is the way they handled Gerrit Cole was actually pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, Aaron Boone just says, MRI on his elbow. It scares you, Sean, but it was just, here's the reality. With Aaron Judge, it's a riddle. That's the problem. With Aaron Judge, it's a game. With Aaron Judge, it's nothing to see here.
Right.
He came out early for no reason. And then it's something different on Monday, and it's something different on Tuesday. And before you know it, it's something different tomorrow. While with Cole, I give him credit.
Yeah.
Like, they just told us the deal. No one's angry at the Yankees for Cole. We're angry at the Yankees for Judge because it feels like they're lying to us.
But isn't it always Aaron Judge that's telling us what's going on? I feel like he always tells us.
He's a part of it.
Last year, he was the one that finally, after weeks, told us exactly what his toe injury was.
It was him. It wasn't the Yankees telling us. Now, maybe there's just a, I don't know, they defer to the player. Would you like us to say something, or are you going to say? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the protocol is over there at the Yankees, but I always feel like Judge tells us what's wrong with him when he's ready to tell us what's wrong with him. But everybody else, it comes from Boone.
It's starting to feel insulting as a Yankee fan. Like, we're idiots. We can't handle the bad news if you give us the bad news. And not to relate this to hockey, but like years ago in hockey, they changed every designation, upper body, lower body, and it drove everybody nuts. It still does this day, but at least we know what that is. It's going to be vague. It's going to be vague forever. It's so insulting to see other baseball teams and fans. You just get the straight answer. And like you said, it's a riddle. I'm so tired of the freaking riddles. But then I even have to question whether they even handle the injuries the right way based on the way Anthony Rizzo was handled for months before we found out he had a concussion last year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something broken with the way the Yankees handle injuries, whether it's telling us and translating it, or they don't know what the hell's going on with their guys on a day. It's bothering me to no end, and now they have lost all trust with their fan base, including me. Anything that seems like it could be positive, you should now automatically assume the worst because they've left us no choice but to assume that.
But don't you think in the case of Gerrit Cole, they have been straightforward?
Yes,
he's got elbow
no.
discomfort. He's having an MRI. We're all going to look at it.
Here's what I don't like, though, Evan.
Yeah.
I don't like yesterday hearing, we won't have news for at least a day or two by the time you go in. Sorry, when a guy gets an MRI, you're the Yankees. You should have the best doctors on earth. It shouldn't take that long. Now, today we find out, well, they won't have multiple doctors look at it. All I'm saying is it feels like there might be bad news, and they're trying to delay the bad news and
but
get second or third opinions.
What's the benefit of delaying the news? Like, that's the only thing I can't figure out.
Getting second opinions, third opinions. But I would rather just be straight. Hey, this is what's going on. Well, just tell me the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I think the delaying of the bad, this is very similar to the Knicks, even though it doesn't work. What I told you when Julius Fürstnant went down with that shoulder issue is, I get the impression this is really bad. The Knicks aren't going to say anything because the trade deadline's in a week and a half.
Right. That felt strategic.
It did.
And it was smart.
Yeah, I totally agree with
them.
They were smart.
Give away every bit of leverage.
I think that right now, especially when you see, and I forget who reported it, I'd give them credit. I think it may have been Bob Nightingale, even though he's a little spotty sometimes, that the Yankees are re-engaging with the White Sox on Dylan Cease. Mm-hmm. That maybe Brian Cashman picked up the phone and talked to Scott Boras. Because let's face it, if something serious is happening to Gerrit Cole and you want to win, you better pick up that phone.
Right. You have to.
Tax be damned. You better pick up that phone. This isn't the Mets who are like, yeah, we're trying to win kind of. Yeah, wink, wink. We're trying. Yeah, short-term deals. We don't want to impact our future. The Yankees are all in. They should be all in. They just traded for Juan Soto, who's a free agent at the end of the year. So I don't think it works is my point because you're asking, hey, why would they not tell you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give you an answer that maybe it's also a part of they may try to add somebody in the next couple days.
Yeah,
or weeks.
I mean, so when you put it that way, it almost feels like this is just delay tactics.
Maybe
it's let's kick it as far as we possibly can until we have an answer, until we have a solution. If the worst case scenario should arise, so that we can answer it right away. But and again, it feels also like leverage. Mm-hmm. It feels like what the Knicks were doing. Let's not put ourselves in a desperate situation where Scott Boras or whoever the agent of whoever's free or available is now like really going after the Yankees, or the other organization that they're potentially trading with is really going after the Yankees to fleece them a little bit. So it feels like it's positioning as opposed to giving us clear information.
Yeah.
And look, you can't fault them for that. But it is frustrating. I can understand why, from a Yankee perspective, Yankee fan perspective, you just want to know.
That's
just,
it, man.
Just manage my expectation in real time. Don't tell me a week from now or 4 or 5 days from now.
And I will say the same thing about Aaron Judge, as frustrating as this is to hear on March 12th. The baseball season is a slog, and it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. And now we live in a world in which look at how many teams make the postseason.
Right.
An injury and having a guy not be ready for opening day, of course it sucks, man. I've lived that life many, many times. But it really is about the long term. It is. It's about the fact that you need to find a way for Aaron Judge to get out there, let's say 130 times. Is that a fair number?
Yeah.
130 games. There's 162 in a baseball season.
I was even going to go lower and say 120.
Fine. Mm. And then bigger than even that, you also need him to be ready when it matters the most, assuming the Yankees are as good as I think they are, even with injuries, and that's sitting there playing October baseball. So the symbolism of opening day, of course it matters. I get it, man. I know how it feels to walk into that ballpark and want to see your guys. I've been to opening days in which the Mets have had nobody. I've been to opening days in which the Yankees have been riddled by injuries. Remember the year Carl Pavano made the opening day start?
Yep.
Dude, it stinks, but it's long-term. It's about making sure these guys are back at some point.
Right, I would guess that the hard thing from an owner's standpoint is
if you start saying, oh, well, this happened with Gerrit Cole and this happened with Aaron Judge and we still have all these other questions, it affects attendance.
No, right? I don't think this. I think the Yankees are so sad it won't.
Maybe not opening day, but eventually it affects what people want to go see.
I'll tell you this about the Yankees.
Even if it's not true, they have to think that.
They could think it. I don't think anyone. I don't think the Yankees think it because I think they'll know. I think the Yankees have sold so many freaking tickets for this season because A, they're the Yankees.
And Soto.
B, they added Juan Soto.
They almost regardless of what you're going to see Soto.
You're going to see. Right. And also, I think people bought tickets. So I think the Yankee attendance is going to be astronomical this season. I think the Mets are a little bit different. They've sold tickets, but there's that, hey, are they good? I'll walk up and go to that Saturday night game if they're off to a good start.
How's the resale?
Are you talking to me?
Mets.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Pathetic. But that's okay. Don't feel bad for me. I go to a lot of games. Look, I have to resell, and I think most season ticketers are like this. We resell just to make ends meet. We're not looking to make money. I've never made money off the Mets. True story. Like, I think the only year I've ever done well off the Mets was 2015. You sell your tickets because it costs a lot, and you can't go to every single game. Even me at this point in my life, I don't go to every single game. So when you ask how the resale market's going, I'm just looking to not drown. I'm just looking to not have that conversation with my wife where I'm like, oh, yeah, sunk cost. Right. We got nothing.
Yep. Nobody wants the tickets, and I'm not going.
Thank God for those Knicks, huh, Ev?
That's a very different story. All right, let's get back to your calls. We'll play the Whose Side Are They On game at 4:30 when we listen to some of the big talking heads chime in on Saquon versus Tiki. But right now, Ryan is on Long Island. How you doing, Ryan?
Hi, what's up? First time calling. I love you guys. Evan, I've been listening to you talk sports since I was like 8 years old. Wow. I'm only 19.
Well, we appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
Tiki, you're a legend also, of course.
Thank you,
but,
man.
I just wanted to talk about Saquon because, like I said, I'm only 19. I think, especially for a lot of younger fans, like, that was our guy.
Right.
Now, the Giants have been awful for most of my life. My first memory of the Giants was the second Patriots Super Bowl. So I've seen one playoff win in my entire time. Pretty much, like,
crazy.
So it's like Saquon, he was the face of our franchise. And it's not that he left. It's that he went to Philadelphia.
Right.
If he went to Houston, I would have cheered him on. I would have been happy for him if he won. But he turned his back on the fans.
Right. Well, you get the connection, Ryan. You get connected to a player. And if he go wherever he goes, it doesn't matter unless it's the Eagles. You'll still kind of root for that guy.
Yeah,
right. You'll just be like, oh, I'm happy for Saquon. I'm happy that XYD did great. XYZ player did great wherever he went. Right? But if it's the Eagles, you can't say I'm happy for him.
No,
it's just it's impossible.
No,
it's just that's the underlying issue that I think Giant fans have right now. It's not a hate for Saquon, even though some people will hold that legacy of where he was drafted over his head that we talked about at the beginning of the show. But it's really, you can't now root for him. Right? You can't like even quietly say, oh, good job, Saquon. The last thing you want to do is say, good job, Eagles. You just can't.
Absolutely. If he goes to the Houston Texans, it's different.
Right.
It's very different. But listen to our last caller. He's 19 years old, and he said something that should be powerful. I don't care how old you are, how much you've experienced. That kid who just called has seen one giant playoff win in his entire life.
He's almost 20.
Yeah.
2 years away from being legally able to drink.
That's right.
He hasn't seen one win.
That's it. So,
other than the Super Bowl. Obviously.
Think about the perspective of others. Because for him, Saquon's the guy. Saquon's the best Giant he's witnessed in his time on the planet. Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Marco.
Hi, boys.
What's up, Marco?
Big fan, Tiki.
Thank you, man.
So two quick points. First one is, do we not recall the Hal Steinbrenner conversation about postseason? We're going to get everything in line. We're going to understand our faults. And then here we are with Gerrit Cole injured and Aaron Judge taking MRIs.
Right.
That's my first point. I'm not exactly sure what happened on that in that meeting with all the yelling that he says occurred.
That's right.
My second point is that I'm not sure if you guys saw the Philadelphia article that had Rondé Barber face with the Tiki Barber quotes, but I think that was a little bit of a Spike Eskin moment potentially for the station here, because That's a setup job, man. Right. I mean, how could you guys look the same, similar, but you're not exactly the same?
No, by the way, Marco, you followed it. You followed us, right? You're a Giant fan. He looks nothing like me. If you've seen me on a regular basis, my twin brother, I know as odd as that sounds, looks nothing like me. He's skinnier than me by a lot. His head is leaner than mine. He always, for a decade now, has had a beard. In fact, his Hall of Fame bust has a beard on it, so it won't look like me, specifically. Right. So, like, we don't look alike.
Well,
I almost feel like it was a troll because the Philadelphia fans almost hate him worse than me.
Well, I think they do because of his time against the Eagles and the way they closed the bet. But then why would they put a picture of him up? Like, it seems like the opposite of a troll.
I don't know.
Doesn't really work that way.
I don't know.
I think people are stupid. That's what I think it is. I think there's a simple answer. People are lazy and they're stupid.
Or Getty kicked back the wrong image.
Right. They searched their little files to get a picture and it popped in something that was incorrect.
And by the way, this is the problem with AI.
Oh, yes. Well, hold on. Calm down about AI.
This is the problem.
I have no problem with AI. A certain AI that joins us every Thursday at 4:30.
Oink, 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 wee, oink, oink, oink.
Shut up, Bad Tiki.
When I was watching the State of the Union last week and the president started attacking AI, I was thinking of Bad Tiki. I was like, oh, my God, Bad Tiki, who's already thinking about running for office.
Do you think Bad Tiki's going to comment on the State of the Union?
I am pretty well, I don't know. I think my guess would be he was going to, and then something happened yesterday.
That coward Saquon Barkley. Shut up, Bad Tiki. You're making it worse.
By the way, when's that going to be turned into? Can you believe Tiki Barber called Saquon Barkley a coward? Can you believe that?
It'll further show that people don't actually listen.
Well, Zach Wilson sucks.
They take things out of context.
Please let debate shows debate fake Bad Tiki. Arguing with Saquon.
I do want to address something about these debate shows that decided to chime in on Tiki Barber versus Saquon Barkley. And we'll play the game of whose side are they on, because none of us actually watched it. So you'll get to hear whose side a lot of these talking heads were on. We obviously appreciate the publicity that a clip or clips were played from this show. And that's great. But yesterday, much like today, I'm coloring my beard. Today, if you're watching on SNY or if there's something in social media, I have no idea. I am using a gray beard. They call it Grandma Gray.
Mm, it actually kind of looks natural. It looks like you just got really old really quickly.
Thank you very much. I also I've puffed out my beard a little bit as well. So I'm wearing a gray beard today. Okay. If you listen to the show, you know. You don't even have to care about it. We don't spend that much time talking about it. It is what it is. It's background noise. Yesterday, I had half of my face red and half of my face blue.
Which was epic.
I did it for the Rangers and the Devils last night. By the way, Rempy's dirty. Anyhow.
Yeah.
More on that later.
That was bad.
Oh, hello.
That one was bad.
More on that later. So these videos are going all over the place where Good Morning Football's chiming in. First Take is chiming in. Random radio shows are trying. And the whole while, I'm the schmuck sitting there with a red and blue beard.
That makes it even more epic.
Does it?
That makes it so much better.
People
want to have a reaction to what we were what I was saying, but they're also looking at you like, what in the hell? It's like a confusion.
Yes.
Like your mind can't comprehend both. So you're looking at Evan's face like, what? What? And then you're hearing me and you want to be mad, but you're also like, wait, hold on. That dude's got his beard blue and red. What the heck is going on?
It's so symbolic of New York City in general, how you just see so much weird stuff, you keep on rolling.
Right.
We are a New York City radio show, and they want to comment badly on you, and you could just hear everybody's eyes going, all right, this dude's got a red and blue beard. And like, just not comment on it, because that's what you do when you see weird stuff in New York City.
I was stunned of all people. I thought Stephen A. Smith was going to be like, excuse me, before we get into this, what the hell is that on that man's face?
Oh, that's great.
But I believe that, and look, the reason I have different colored beards, for those that are tuning in for the first time, is that I have my beard growing out in solidarity with Pete Alonso. I said I would not cut my beard until Pete Alonso signed the contract extension. That appears not to be happening. So I made a deal with the rest of the show that for me to cut my beard, I would have to color it every day for 3 weeks. I'm in the middle of week two. And then after that, shave half of my face off and walk around for another week, half shaven, half regular. That's the deal we made. That's why this is happening. This is not a fashion statement. But I believe that because of the attention that that beard got yesterday, I believe I have satisfied all of your demands, and I should be able to cut my beard tomorrow.
No.
What?
I had no idea where you were going.
You didn't know I was going to say that?
No chance.
Why?
Absolutely no chance. There are many iterations of the dual-colored beard that we still have to go through.
So I'm not out of it, is what you're saying?
Not even close.
Plus, if we go viral in the next week and a half and it's a different color, it's only going to be more alarming to people.
That's exactly right. All when right. it's purple and gold, people want to think you're a Lakers fan.
Oh, God.
It's going to be amazing.
Purple and gold. You're going to make me do purple and gold?
Of course. It's royalty.
The one request that both of my sons have, because they love the colored beard, is orange and blue. They both want that Met orange and blue. So you guys can pick the day on that. But that has been a major, major request in the Roberts household.
No, you take care of the kids.
Thank you.
Do that when you want.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Pete in Babylon. Hey, Pete.
What up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm a little surprised by Tiki a little bit. I don't understand why there's not more outrage about what the Giants did or failed to do.
You mean in re-signing him?
Yes, like I'm pissed off at the Giants. I'm not pissed off at Saquon. Well, you know, he got $3 million more guaranteed by going with the Eagles. He took a big gamble last year by turning down the deal and going the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. In the end, he got more money. So to me, I don't understand like why the Giants wouldn't give him a better offer up front to begin with and sign him, and now he's gone, and everyone's mad at him. It doesn't make any sense to me. The Giants have dropped the ball, and they're a total mess.
Hold on, like Pete, you said, the only reason we are not even mad, it's just you can't be a fan of Saquon right now because he went to the Eagles. It's not anything else. If he had gone someplace else, this is not even a conversation. We'd be saying good luck on to the next story. We wouldn't be talking about it. The challenge with the Giants is we knew that they had to rebuild their offensive line. We knew it, right? It was core. I talked about their priorities, or at least what I think is their game plan going forward. It's to build the culture, which they started 2 years ago, and even though they were bad last year, they still stuck to it. They played hard throughout the bad times. It was to get the quarterback right. Now, they missed that. That's give them an incomplete for that, especially with Daniel Jones's injury. But then it had to be get the offensive line right. You're never going to be good if you don't. And the skill position players come after that. It's like fourth on the list.
I get that. But, Pete, my question for you is what part of mad are you? Like, should they have franchised
I'm
him?
Mad that
Go ahead.
I'm mad they should have offered him more money. He's done everything the Giants way.
Yeah.
He's done everything
you're
great.
You're right. But that won't happen, Pete? It won't happen because they didn't have to. There was one team that was offering more than what the Giants offered. And that was the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I disagree with Pete that I would have offered Saquon Barkley more money once he got to free agency. What I would have done, and I'm going to duck for cover when I say this, is I would have listened on trade offers at the deadline. I'm going to say it again. But once that happened, because it's over, like there's nothing you could do. That was October 31st. They didn't do it. It was months and months ago.
And it was ultimately, we had this conversation, and now the competition committee is thinking about changing this.
Right. The date of the trade deadline.
It's too early. If they had done that, if the Giants had traded Saquon Barkley in week 9, it's too early. The season's not completely done. It started off terribly.
I agree.
But anything can happen.
And the other thing that people didn't listen to, because this also pisses me off, is in my argument with Tiki, I never said the Giants were going to get a first-round pick for Saquon Barkley. What I was doing is I was asking Tiki a question, because he was adamant, you can't trade him for cultural reasons.
Yeah.
You can't trade him for locker room reasons. So I said to him, okay, is there a price, like Ted DiBiase used to say, is there a price where, wow, that's such a good pick, mm-hmm. I'm willing to do it despite those issues? That's why I brought up a first-round pick. I never once thought the Giants were getting a one for Saquon Barkley.
Right.
But part two, to our last caller's point, my criticism, just me, of the New York Giants, and now Sean, I don't know where he stands, you disagreed with me, I would have tagged them. They had the option to put the franchise tag on him, and then two things occur with that. Number one, he ain't going anywhere else.
Right.
All right, you could technically trade him.
Yeah, nobody's giving up the two first round.
No, but the Giants didn't give up two first round picks for Brian Burns, but Carolina tagged him and then traded him.
Right.
So you could have tagged him and traded him and controlled where he ended up. That's number one. Number two, he could have played on the tag, less than ideal. And number three, Saquon could have finally said, all right, you guys got me. I want a long-term contract. I don't want to do this tag crap again.
I want to be a Giant for
life. I want to be a Giant. Let's find a middle ground. To me, and I stand by this, tagging him was the best option. They decided not to do it. They lost him to Philadelphia.
I believed that tagging them was the best option. However, seeing how things have shaken out, if you were a team that was thinking about trading for Saquon Barkley and you see all the other running backs, look, Joe Mixon just got traded today, that have shuffled around, why on earth would you have been trading anything for Saquon
better.
Barkley?
Because he's better.
In theory, he's better.
In theory.
But in practice, you can't guarantee that with running backs. That's the problem. Guys go someplace else. What was his name from the Cowboys?
Tony Pollard?
No, D'Amico Ryan. Not D'Amico
no,
Ryan.
D'Amico Murray.
D'Amico Murray. Right?
DeMarco Murray.
We got it finally. He comes to the Eagles after the Cowboys. Yeah. Disaster. Right? You just couldn't guarantee it. Now, think about what the Giants did on the first day of free agency. Right? They signed John Runyon. They traded for the guy who's going to replace Saquon. Or not traded. They signed the guy who's going to replace
Devin Singletary.
Saquon and Devin Singletary. They trade for Brian Burns.
Yep.
And now, today, they signed Jermaine Illuminor.
Andrew Locke.
And Andrew Locke, if they have $12.4 million tied up in Saquon Barkley's franchise tag, they can't do some of those moves, right? They can't trade for Brian Burns and then give him this massive extension, which was needed for them to trade for Brian Burns. You know what
they had $41 million in cap space. Taking 12 away would have been valuable. I don't want to dismiss it. But I'm just saying,
it just hamstrings him a little bit.
That was the other option. Like, I disagree with the idea that the Giants should have outbid the Eagles on Saquon Barkley. I'm not on that side, but I am on the side that they could have tagged him and they had those three options. And you're right. It isn't negative to take $12 million away. I don't want to minimize it. You can still do things. You still have $30 million in cap space, but you also have the ability to force Saquon's hand and work out a long-term contract or trade him. Now, what will they have gotten for him? You're probably right that it would have been less today than it would have been at the trade deadline. But we'll never know.
And there were only three teams in on Saquon, so in theory, you would only have three people to negotiate a trade with.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
And if they pivoted elsewhere, like Chicago and Houston did.
Wait, would you? Left. You said you would have tagged them.
Yes, however.
And done what?
I would have tried to do that. However,
okay.
I think it would have backfired on the Giants. That's
okay.
All.
All right.
$20 million, by the way, because 10.5 is for the draft picks.
I got you. We'll come back with more of your calls at 877-337-6666, and we will take a quick listen to what a lot of the talking heads had to say about Saquon versus Tiki, and we'll play a game on our own. We'll guess whose side are they on. We still await word on Gerrit Cole, who was sent into the tube the other day for an MRI on his right elbow. The Yankees have already basically told us don't expect him on opening day against the Astros. Now, the Astros aren't going to have their opening day starter either in Justin Verlander, but that's symbolic. Look, when you're a starting pitcher, I've said this a lot throughout spring training, and you get your timing off by a week, you may not be ready for opening day. So the concern isn't opening day. The concern is long term. The concern is what is that MRI going to say? And in the next 24 to 36 hours, we're going to find out. And it's certainly going to impact the way the Yankee fan feels about this upcoming 2024 season.
Yep.
We'll get more into this giant offseason and more of your calls at 877-337-6666. But over the last, I'd say, 12 hours, a lot of talking heads were given material courtesy of the great Tiki Barber. This Tiki versus Saquon feud was nice fodder for TV talking head shows. So this morning I did some research.
Okay.
I listened to what everyone had to say. And we found some pieces of a lot of these talking heads, and we figured, let's play a game. Whose side are they on?
Whose side is he on?
Whose side are they on?
Whose side is he on?
Now, that name was inspired by two things. It was inspired by that voice, Bobby the Brain Heenan, and it was also inspired by one of the talking heads who asked another talking head, whose side are you on?
Whose side is he on?
So let's start it off.
That's talking about Hulk.
Yeah, that was, you want the context of that?
Yeah.
Yes. Hulk Hogan came out at Bash at the Beach 96, and Bobby Heenan wondered aloud before Hogan turned, whose side is he on?
Whose side is he on?
Foreshadowing.
Yes. Now, there have been some criticisms that Bobby gave away the swerve.
Right.
I do not believe that. Loogie does not believe that. But that is a criticism that's out there of Bobby the Brain.
Got it.
Either way, here's the way the game's going to work. I'm going to name the talking head, and before we hear what they have to say, you're going to tell us. Were they on your side?
Oh, I get the guess before hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Because I have not heard any of these.
So this one is very brief because he was so boring, so I only took him saying what side he's on, because otherwise we're going to put the audience to sleep. Adam Schefter. Whose side
Adam Schefter.
Is he on?
Huh?
want to say he was on my side.
Adam, whose side are you on?
I think Saquon's right.
Oh, wow. He went with Saquon Barkley.
What was the context of his conclusion?
It was so mind-numbing, I almost drove off the road.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He's not an opinion guy. He's an information guy.
He's an information guy.
Right? This is what happens when you have information. People give you opinions.
And you know what they do? They side with the people that will give them information.
Right.
And the active NFL player is more likely to give them information than the talk show host.
He needs potentially Saquon. He has no need for me at all.
Let us get to a guy that I deeply admire.
Who's
a guy
that?
I make no bones about it. I'm a big fan of his. And that, of course, is the most underpaid man in sports media, Stephen A. Smith. Whose side is he on? Was he on?
He was on my side.
Stephen?
Definitely.
Go ahead.
If it's just based on what we saw, come on, man. That's a bit, I mean, T.J. Barber talking tongue-in-cheek, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Come on, bro. I mean, he wasn't volatile in any way at all.
He read it the right way.
He got it right.
You know why? Because I think Stephen A. actually listened.
I think so, too.
Because a lot of these people probably didn't.
Now, Stephen A. wasn't done yet. He had a lot more to say about Tiki and Saquon, and because Stephen A. has always been very loyal to me, when he defended me during the, what was it again?
Piece of craps with Scherzer and Verlander.
Right. That meant a lot to me, Stephen.
Did he mention your beard?
No, he did not mention my beard.
No.
Stephen A. went on to talk more about why Tiki Barber's voice should be listened to.
This is a guy in Tiki Barber. Over the last final season, his last final five seasons in the NFL, fellas, he ranked second in the NFL in scrimmage yards to LaDainian Tomlinson while playing all 80 games. Rushing for 10,449 yards, all-time leading rusher for the New York Giants in his career.
That's right.
Made only an average, only like $25.4 million over his 10-year playing career, okay?
Counting the money, too.
We got to take this into account as well. Missed fewer games in his 10 seasons with the Giants. He missed a total of 6 games. Saquon Barkley missed 25 games in 6 years.
Well, he had injuries.
Okay. I understand he had injuries.
Yeah.
I'm saying Tiki Barber didn't. In other words, it was a durability issue, whatever. The man has earned the right to speak on behalf of the New York Giants.
Wow. That's my man. So not only did Stephen A. side with you... He went all in on siding with you.
That, like, welled up some emotion.
I know.
Thank you, Stephen A.
What, do your career?
Like, for real.
He basically said what Bantiki says about Saquon.
Can we get Stephen A. in the Hall of Fame discussion?
Right. Seriously. Hey, Stephen A., can you present for me, please?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if he's in that meeting, I think he's going to get you in the Hall of Fame. And he don't even know anything about football. That's the best part about it. Now let's get to a guy who knows a lot about football. And this is a guy that I also sort of admire. Mm. Shannon Sharp. Whose side is he on? What side is Shannon Sharp on?
Oh, Shannon, he should know. He's exactly the position I am.
So?
Former player,
yeah.
Sitting in the media, making news. He's on my side.
Shannon, go ahead.
What Saquon is saying, Saquon was like, bro, now when you see me, now don't cheese in my face. But I think he's overreacting what Tiki said because Tiki said it. Man, you done. Bro, you done to us. You can't go to the Eagles. You know, we hate the Eagles. You can't go join up with them. But Saquon said, that's where the money is.
I love listening to Shannon talk. He is awesome.
He is awesome. How about the other guy on that show, Booger McFarlane?
Whose side is he on?
Booger. Yeah, he loves my brother, though, so. He was against me. He was on Saquon's
side. On Saquon's side. Booger, let's hear it.
Read something that someone says, and we like, man, you said that. And then you go back and you listen to it. You're like, oh, okay, I get it now because the context in what you said, it matters to me.
Yeah, I pretty much sided with you.
All right, thank you, Booger.
All right, here's a guy who I admired as a child. I don't admire him anymore, but when I was a kid, he was one of my favorites. Keyshawn Johnson.
Whose side is he on?
What? He was a Jet.
Yeah, I know he was a Jet.
He's also a Rondé teammate.
Oh.
He's going to be on my side. I think
Thinks
so.
He's going to be on your side. By the way,
I gave him some advice when he was thinking about retiring.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said, can you get this? Will this job be here when you're done? Huh. He's like, I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, interesting. Well, his partner, Skip Bayless, posed a question for us. So, Skip, take it away.
Keyshawn, whose side are you on here?
I'm really on Saquon Barkley's side.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is. I'm
But it's not even about, it's not against what Tiki Barber said. Tiki's always, I mean, that's just who he is. Whether he's smiling about it or chiming in, whatever it is, it sounds like to me he's always had issue based on what Saquon is saying.
What?
I'm not in their business. I'm not right there. But it sounds like to me that he's always taken some sort of issue with Saquon since day one. That's what Saquon said.
I agree.
It's fine. You know, Tiki likes to talk. He's on a talk show. He's on radio. He likes to do those sort of things. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Huh. That was very
douchey. I'm trying to remember why I was against Saquon from the beginning.
Well, you weren't against Saquon from the beginning. You endorsed the Giants to draft him before he was drafted.
I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. I really don't.
No,
I'm talking Saquon.
Oh, Saquon.
Right.
Okay.
Keyshawn is just parroting Saquon in that situation.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he's talking about.
What Saquon is talking about.
Right.
Saquon is boxing with shadows, bro. That's all it is, man. Mm. You didn't do anything to him. You're the greatest Giant he had to live up to, and he didn't do it.
That was one of the most controversial draft picks in New York sports history, the Saquon pick. And I can honestly say we can only confidently proclaim two people were not against Saquon from day one. Dave Gettleman and Tiki Barber. So Saquon could have said that about a million other people.
Right.
He said about the wrong guy as we read that tweet earlier.
It's just revising history to fit your narrative. It's insulting to me. Because I clearly wasn't, and it's just factually wrong.
And that Keyshawn's just parroting it.
You're dead to me.
All right, how about the other guy? Skip Bayless himself. Was he?
I know he was against me.
You know he was against you.
Whose side is he on?
Skip, take it away.
Why I'm on Tiki's side
Thank
here.
Thank you, Skip. Thank you, Skip.
He is now paid to speak his mind on radio on a daily basis. You are now paid to speak your mind on television on a daily basis. And sometimes it's tricky and difficult because you have to navigate the minefield of staying close to people that you might have to comment about somewhat negatively or at least objectively. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So the issue with Tiki is different because he is tough on the Giants in a tough love way because he played for them at a very high level. He was very good at what he did. I can make a strong case that Tiki was consistently better than Saquon has been. We could go back and forth about that all day and all night.
No, I wouldn't argue that he wasn't a long-term, however long he played, 8 years or whatever it was that he played with the Giants, over his career, a better running back for the Giants that Saquon Barkley has.
Okay. So Tiki tough loves the Giants because he will be harshly objective about what they do and don't do. And yet in this case, he speaks with high credibility because he did actually play that position and he has been hard from the start on
Once
Saquon.
Once he fixed his fumbling,
yes, he had fumble
go.
Issues and he carried that football around all day with him. He was good to go. He speaks from high credibility about Saquon because I believe from the start he saw Saquon the way I did, a little overhyped.
Oh, is that true? Is Skip right that you saw Saquon as a little overhyped?
No, because I watched him in college a lot and because he was so dynamic. I mean, he turned kickoffs in college and won them for a touchdown. It was a matter of whether or not it would translate to the NFL. It's the only thing I worried about.
Right.
And immediately, it was not a worry. One rookie of the year. It's a big deal. First of all, Keyshawn does not know my career.
No, not at all. He does not.
If you told him that I was one of three people with 10,000 yards receiving and or rushing and 5,000 receiving, he wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what I accomplished.
That's right.
Right. He just thinks I was an average to good player.
That's right.
Right. So thank you, Keyshawn. I appreciate you. Good luck. You're dead to me.
So there you go.
But Skip said it right.
I think most people were on your side.
Right.
Talking heads were like, yeah, I'm with Tiki.
It's also my job.
I know, and it's their job. So the ultimate hypocrisy of like, can you believe he said that?
Right.
I think most guys and gals get it. And that is when you go to a rival, when you leave the team that you were on, whether it was your decision, of course it was his decision. He has every right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be people, diehard fans, who say, you're dead to me.
Right.
That's all it comes down to. Nothing personal.
Simple.
No one is suggesting, you've certainly never suggested, that Saquon shouldn't have signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. You just warned him. You warned him on Thursday, actually.
It was just the fact that he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
But you said if you sign with the Eagles, you have every right to do it. But if you do it, understand what comes with the consequences. You're dead to us. And he heard that warning, and he still did it. So good luck in Philadelphia. Right.
And I hate to say this, I think the move's going to work out really well for
him. Of course it is. That's part of the problem. I think that's what everybody's missing. If he was going to go there and suck, it'd be like, all
right,
whatever.
Right. But the odds are he's going to be good, right. Especially that first year.
That's right.
Well, thank you for playing our first and only edition of Whose Side Are They On?
Whose Side Is He On?
Maybe we'll do it again some other time.
That means I have to create another controversy.
I never said that.
Let's go.
Let's go to Dave in Cranford, New Jersey. How you doing, Dave?
What up, Dave?
Good, guys, man. Only Tiki could bring Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith together.
That's true. You
I didn't even think about that.
You know? I mean, he has them united, man. That is amazing. Good work, Tiki.
Thank you.
Hey, Tiki, I just got to say something to you, but I need you to just hear me out. Because there was another caller earlier in the day today that was trying to get to a point, and then it kind of got derailed because he was talking, we're about the same age, a huge fan of yours, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. Like, I could go on and on. Like, and the show is amazing, whatever. So, you know, but the point was, he brought up, you know, the kind of controversy when you left and Eli and all that sort of stuff.
Right. Explain that controversy to people who don't know.
Exactly. And
no, I'm asking I'm asking you, Dave, to explain it for those who don't know.
Oh, okay. But Tig, I don't want to get too off on that because what he was. So, for people that don't know that just read it and didn't listen to it, which I think was your main point,
right?
And understood the context of it and what you were being asked, and understood the context. And by the way, I've learned more on this show. You're a very nuanced person. You're not you think things through very, very thoroughly, and sometimes that's lost on most people because they're dumb, you know. So anyway,
that was your words, Dave, not mine. I'm not trying to create a controversy with our listeners.
I totally get it, but no, those are my words. But Tiki, my point is, by what you said and how you said it, you endeared yourself to our generation of Giant fans by capturing this moment, which is a nuanced moment. I still respect the heck out of Saquon, what he did. Our team sucked, but you know what? We always had Saquon to fall back.
Right. You wanted to go watch him play.
Of course. And so it's not about that. But the fact that he went to the Eagles, yes, he is dead to us. And you captured that in a way that it just got rid of any of that other stuff.
Right.
It just got rid of, because we could hear you. And I think that was what that other caller was trying to get to.
No, I hear what you're saying,
he
Dave.
He was trying to get there. And I just wanted you to hear that because I do think you deserve that because you're talking as a New York Giant running back.
Right.
Now you're talking to Saquon. He is a Philadelphia Eagle running back. Of course he's dead to you because you're a New York Giant running back.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Right. He's an Eagle. He's in the arch nemesis that's right down the road, and they dominate us, and he's probably going to be a part of those dominations until we figure it out as a Giant organization, and that just sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah.
And so,
exactly.
Right, I'm not malicious. I don't hate Saquon Barkley. In fact, I really like the dude. There's a reason that I smile at him when I greet him because he's a great kid. He's an unbelievable dude, right? But
we all
he's
do.
Now an Eagle.
But he's an Eagle. He's dead to us now. That's the point.
That's right.
Thank you.
Appreciate
guys,
you,
man.
Dave.
Thank you very much.
Oh, go ahead.
I am convinced that we have the Evan Roberts story of the century right now.
The Evan Roberts story of the century?
I am convinced.
Getting rid of the beard?
How long have you worked at WFAN?
I have been here full-time or like
part-time? Full-time.
2007.
I am convinced that the following story I'm going to tell you is the most interesting story you will have ever heard on WFAN that interests you personally.
Interesting.
Okay, here we go.
I don't even know what the subject's going to be.
Right.
Breaking news.
Football.
From Tom Pelissero and per the New York Times.
Uh-oh. So we're talking about a football story.
Right.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has recently approached Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura about serving as his running mate on an independent presidential ticket.
Joking.
And both have welcomed the overture.
Four more years.
That is not true.
Aaron Rodgers,
true New York Times.
Aaron Rodgers is entertaining the possibility of joining Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s. He is running for president.
Right.
That's out there. He was running as a Democrat. They weren't giving him any fair shake. So he said, you know what? I'm going to be an independent. He's running for president. No one's asked who his running mate should be. He has reached out to Aaron Rodgers. Jesse Ventura, I also have interest in, but that's a different story. And Aaron Rodgers is considering it? May I ask a really dumb question?
This is in the New York Times?
Yes, and Tom Pelissero just tweeted it out per there. Both have welcomed the overtures.
Yeah, can I ask a dumb question? How does this work?
Okay,
He's the quarterback of the Jets. The election is in November.
That's why they signed Tyrod Taylor list.
Oh.
And he did tell you 4 more years. Now we know what he was talking about.
4 more years.
Aaron Rodgers. So we're talking about
There's
Kennedy
no
Rodgers.
Way this is true.
Why?
There's no way this is true.
Do you know what Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Because
I do.
He's freaking nuts.
Well, I don't know him, but I know who he is.
Rodgers is nuts.
But I'm also looking at the New York Times. How is it not on the New York Times?
Go to Tom Pelissero's Twitter.
Are you sure you haven't been duped?
I'm telling you, this feels like a dupe job.
We did several vetting because I said it to Sean off air, and he looked at me and go, is this real? I go,
There's
yes.
There's no chance this is real.
So Aaron Rodgers is considering joining the Kennedy ticket?
Yep. Now, how is that focus on football?
I don't know what to think about this because a part of me, first of
all I'm seeing is a special counsel on Biden's document inquiry.
Go to Pelissero's Twitter.
That's all he's seeing.
I mean, forget Twitter. I want traditional media because it has to be vetted and edited to get into traditional media.
Traditional media is dead, Barber. Go to Pelissero's Twitter.
It is not.
Wait, so you don't believe the story? Is that what you're saying?
It just sounds so absurd.
Aaron Rodgers, running mate.
All right, the New York Times now owns The Athletic, so let me go look on The Athletic.
I have
it
from the New York Times website. I'm reading it right now. Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura top RFK Jr.'s list for running mate.
Oh, God.
It's written by Rebecca Davis O'Brien.
Got it.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has recently approached the NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura about serving as his running mate on an independent presidential ticket,
right,
and both have welcomed the overtures, two people familiar with the discussions have said. So it is a true story. I am now logging into my New York Times account.
I am too.
So I can
I have it right here. Mr. Kennedy said he has been speaking with Mr. Rodgers, quote, pretty continuously for the past month.
Four more years.
That he'd been in touch with Mr. Ventura since the former governor introduced him at a campaign event in Arizona.
Wow.
Okay, so the number one question I have as an American who, by the way, I'm a free agent, okay?
Right.
You put together a good ticket, I may vote for your ass, all right? So I'm available not only as a concerned American saying, this ticket's interesting, but I'm also a Jet fan. And what I need to know as a Jet fan is how he can simultaneously quarterback the team and be on the stump with RFK Jr. while running for president when the election is in November.
Mm.
And he's campaigning in September and October. So I got two avenues here. I got American citizen who's available to vote for you, potentially. I'm a free agent. And also Jet fan, who just wants to make sure my quarterback plays on Sunday. And then when you start to weigh the two and say,
what's more important? Obviously, being the running mate for Robert or Kennedy is the bigger issue, right?
And listen, I'll tell you this right now.
It's the bigger opportunity.
You're not going to hear this from the mainstream media, but I'll tell you this right now. You keep both of these old men from 270. All of a sudden, the election goes to the House.
Huh.
Don't know, bro. You don't know. We could be living in a world in which Aaron Rodgers can't play in the AFC title game because he's being sworn in by Kamala Harris to replace her. Like, I don't know, man. I kind of have to have my quarterback available. Just being honest.
So you'd rather have your quarterback available than potentially the best ticket available to vote for president?
Well, first of all, I didn't say it would be the best ticket.
No,
I said I'm available to listening.
Right. I'm just saying, if you listened and we all came to an agreement as Americans, you know what? This is the time for change. Would you as a Jet fan go, I will sacrifice my season with Aaron Rodgers for
so
this?
So the Jets are not responding to comment for right now.
But so good.
The quote, the team is owned by Woody Johnson. We all know
this. Oh, crap.
A prominent donor for former President Donald Trump.
Nestor Cortez.
Mr. Trump appointed Mr. Johnson to be his ambassador to Britain.
We've got some political conflict going on right now.
Right, because obviously Woody Johnson wants Trump to win.
Yeah, but wait a second. What if Aaron Rodgers promised Woody Johnson, if the Kennedy-Rodgers ticket wins, we'll appoint you to, I don't know, whatever the hell stupid job you want.
Right.
Maybe he can be swayed, because remember, people don't remember this, I do. Woody was supporting a different Republican before he supported Trump in 2016.
Because he wanted the ambassadorship.
Woody can be bought. I'm trying to remember which Republican it was. It may have been Marco Rubio. I don't remember. But the point is, Aaron Rodgers is running for vice president.
It's just the most jet story of all time.
Yeah, but if he
says, so hard to like fathom.
If he says yes and says, you know what, I'm going to do it. And look, jokes aside, a third party, it's impossible to break. We saw Ross Perot in 1992. Right. Even he didn't win a state.
I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers has so much name recognition.
Well, that's why RFK asked him.
I'm just saying, you would listen. Even if you hated whatever they were speaking, you would listen. And that's dangerous. Because the problem with politics, as we all know, is most people don't listen. Mm-hmm. They have their stance. They have their whatever mindset is. And it doesn't matter what you say. They hear what they are already saying in their head.
Yeah.
You would listen with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm listening, but the first thing I need to listen to before we get to this Cinco de Five-O with Sean Morash is, can Aaron Rodgers simultaneously run for vice president and quarterback my team at the exact same time?
Wow.
And I need you to find out that answer immediately, because that helps form my opinion on the subject.
Now, one thing is for sure, undeniable. If he's listening to overtures, even if it's at 5%, he's not all in on quarterback in the New York.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, jokes aside, if I am Joe Douglas and I am Robert Saleh.
That's not necessarily true.
You can do both and be focused on being the quarterback of the team and then running.
You can have a lot of other interests and still excel.
Tiki, there's one thing to have a lot of other interests. There's another thing to be a heartbeat away from the freaking presidency.
Dude, true.
Like, that's what vice president is. Let's not, you know, forget that.
This isn't taking up cornhole.
This isn't, or even in your case, I'm going to do some stuff on TV.
Right.
This is being the freaking vice president of the United States of America.
But still, he can
be more on this in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.